low pathogenic and a high pathogenic, and it's very common within the wild waterfowl population. Typically, it's low pathogenic in the wild waterfowl in the United States and North America. However, this year, high pathogenic avian influenza showed up in the waterfowl, and it started on the Pacific coast and the Pacific flyway. And there are multiple states that have now reported high pathogenic avian influenza in anything from backyard poultry to commercial poultry to wild birds and even captive wild birds.
Dr. Cobb says biosecurity is the first step to help prevent it.
Make sure you keep your animals away from any wild waterfowl. That's the main thing to do. But also make sure that any individuals that you allow onto your premises have been cleaned and disinfected prior to entering the premises, and also maintain your population of animals away from the wild animals.
For more information about avian influenza, go to the Georgia Department of Agriculture website. That's agr.georgia.gov. Randall Wiseman, Southeast AgNet.